And chill. I came to help restore your pluck, 'cause I'm the nurse who likes to...
On this episode of The Commercial Break...
I'll take $1.99.
Yes.
Because when we first started this show...
We were not even on
We
there.
Didn't even have 199 downloads, let alone 199 on the comedy podcast. And grateful for every single download. Grateful
yes.
for every single download. Thank you so much for listening. And you don't have to be an Apple listener and do an Apple review. If you have a favorite podcast player, lots of them have reviews
yes.
or rating systems. Go ahead and leave us one star there.
It's me, Mr. Franchise.
You're doing it wrong.
You're just as bad at this as you are at running a salon suite. Who has 90 minutes a day to waste in the gym, Frankie? Maybe you should spend more time at your salon suite and less time working on your deltoids.
And what does this look command? It's going to command respect.
Are you sure?
Hey, Tony, it's Dave. I just saw Frankie B walk into the bar, and I'm nervous. He's got that look that commands respect.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend Kristen Hoadley, and best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian Green.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this The Commercial Break. We keep making them, you keep listening, and thank you so much. And thank you
yes.
to all of the listeners out there who are leaving such kind
reviews.
Apple reviews.
I know, I was just reading some of them before the show today. They're really awesome, and they're funny.
Yeah,
our say you're the best mediocre podcast.
The best mediocre comedy podcast. I think I only saw one negative. We actually got a 4-star instead of a 5-star. And he was complaining about the number of advertisements in the show. And, you know, let's address that just for a minute. I understand. I get it. The right number of advertisements for a listener of a podcast is 0. I get it. I totally understand, right? But it does take some time and energy and effort to do this show. So I figure if we can... You know, we're averaging $3.30 a month we're making back on this juggernaut of a podcast. So if you can just suffer through the commercials, and hell, you may get a discount or a code in there that gives you some free shit. I've actually, from our sponsors, we've gotten a lot of free shit, and I've used some of their URL as a code. That's not bullshit. That's actually true. To get some stuff, and it works. So I get it. It's, you know, commercials, but the guy did give us 4 stars. So at least he did that much.
He did, yes.
Don't listen to the show if you don't like it!
And not that I want to encourage this, but, you know, only when I listen to other podcasts that have commercials do I tend to fast forward. Yeah. not encouraging
that. We don't want to encourage that behavior.
But it's an option.
Please do feel free to fast forward in case you like it. Oh, my phone's ringing right now. It's our advertising network.
Yeah.
6 sponsors pulled out. We had 6 sponsors? I think we've had 6 sponsors total. We just make a few pennies back. But anyway, so thanks for all the positive reviews.
Yes.
I like them. You guys are all smart asses, so fuck you. You've all picked up our sense of humor. And
I
know,
love it.
I read other comments on other podcasts, and it's like, in love with the show. It's like they're like deities. The hosts are like deities, right? We're like... We're like 2 little shitheads.
We're your friends.
Smoking cigarettes outside the QT.
Yeah, we're your friends down at the bar that you're listening in on a conversation to, which is what we always wanted.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure we're like friends at the bar. I feel like we're 2 like derelict teenagers who you happen to find funny when you go to buy beer and they're like behind the counter. Hey, Beavis, look at this shithead. I feel like we're the Beavis and Butthead of comedy podcasting, but we'll take it. And those new reviews, combined with some new Apple listeners, puts us up in the charts. And
yes.
I think that's why we're getting these new reviews.
So exciting.
It is exciting. It's kind of cool when you're on the Apple app and it's like, you know, number 199
right?
out of 200.
But hey, we're on it.
Hey, a boy can dream, right? I'll take 199.
Yes.
Because when we first started this show.
We were not even on
we
there.
We didn't even have 199 downloads, let alone 199 on the comedy podcast. and grateful for every single download. For every single download. Thank you so much for listening. And you don't have to be an Apple listener and do an Apple review. If you have a favorite podcast player, lots of them have reviews or rating systems. Go ahead and leave us one star there. We seem to get all the great comments on Apple, but then there's other, like, you know, other podcast players where people aren't so kind to us. But, you know.
You got to take the good with the bad.
That's right. Even a blind squirrel gets a nut once in a while, or so they say. Even a blind squirrel gets a nut or had a nut or nutted. I'm not sure. Nut out
finds
your butt.
Finds a nut.
Nut out your butt. Nut out your butt. We got a guy that texted us on the phone.com, you know, and he just, like, he just kept texting over and over again, nut out your butt, nut out your butt. Like five times in a row, nut out your butt, nut out your butt, nut out your butt. But I was like, thanks, dude. How do you respond to that? I don't know. I just said whatever.
Yeah. Will do.
Will do. Already done. Consider it done. I'm nutting out my butt right now. Enjoying every moment of it. So is Astrid. We're all nutting out. We're trying for the third child by nutting out my butt. For those of you that may not be aware, we recovered a story from Vice News where they talked about a guy who had a very, like, one in a million
condition.
Yeah, where a doctor fucked up and poked a hole through his urethra or something like that. And so when he had orgasms, he ended up getting semen coming out of his ass. So we were saying, nut out your butt.
That was fun.
Only on the commercial break. This is quality.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Hard-hitting investigative journalism.
It's finest.
Only this kind of bullshit on the commercial break. As the one guy said in his review, 50% of your facts are far from facts. Do your homework. 5 stars.
He's like, but then I get it. Yeah, this part of it.
Yeah, it's part of the show. 5 stars. I'm almost afraid to talk about our first item of business here today because I kind of feel like I might be like, you know, the power of suggestion.
Yes.
You never want it. If you're afraid that somebody might do something, don't
think about it.
Don't think about it and don't suggest it in conversation.
Right.
Like, I don't know. If you go to the tanning bed and you don't want your wife to find out, right? Don't say stuff like, I don't know. I found this bottle of tanning lotion today. Look how orange my hands are. Don't say shit like that, right? It's the power of suggesting. You're dropping hints. Your guilty conscience is dropping hints. And this is not one story. This is a myriad of stories. Doing homework for today's big topic, I found this topic. Ready?
Okay.
This is from the New York Post.
Okay.
New York Post a couple weeks ago, a month ago. In 2020, Teresa Rose celebrated her husband's birthday by engaging in a threesome with another woman upon his request. But her husband's taste for sexual adventure backfired as just a few weeks later, she left him, filed for divorce, and is now with the woman they slept with.
Wow.
I got a picture of it. You want to see this?
Sure. Oh, wow. They look sweet and happy.
Those are two really attractive young ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he had no chance.
No, he did not.
He had no chance. That girl's hot. Yeah, he had no chance. Experiencing that intimate connection with a woman for the first time is with the physical and emotional depth was so intense. I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been missing. Someone that actually pays attention to my vagina.
Right. Knows how to work things.
Instead of biting my neck and pounding me like a sandcastle. I mean, you know, but so this is a story that's in the New York Post. But then they point out that this is the New York Post.
It's not an isolated occurrence.
It's among a growing number of women leaving their husbands for other women.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them high profile romances. Glennon Doyle wrote a bestseller called Untamed about leaving her husband for a woman soccer star named Abby Wambach. Former Real Housewives of Orange County star Bronwyn Wyndham Burke came out as gay in 2020, but remains married to her husband.
Yeah, they have a weird setup. Yeah,
hey,
he was just like, hey, go for it, but we don't have to get divorced.
We all
they have like 10 kids, too.
Okay. Now, I think this is going to lead me to a conversation. How I know in my life that I have encountered, been friends with, or had acquaintances on at least 4 different occasions where I am 1,000% convinced that the man, because it's easier for me to tell, like my gaydar is a little bit more sensitive with men, right? That the man was at the very least bisexual, if not you know, gay altogether.
Right.
Right. Just 100% gay. Married.
Right.
With a serious girlfriend.
I've seen that.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of which we know together. And I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
Right. But a person that we knew together.
Okay.
I think you can probably, you might be able to
yes.
guess. All right. But that it, the indications were so clear that this person had feelings for the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
And was still married or with somebody. I don't think that's an uncommon thing, actually.
No, I think men have had to do that through the centuries.
Yeah, men and women probably, right?
Yeah, to kind of keep it, because it was too scandalous to come out. So
they got married, mm-hmm. like a good boy should, so to speak, right? They get married and they do their thing and they sometimes have kids. And then maybe they just have like a secret romances yeah. on the side. What a horrible fucking, I mean, unless that's what you want to do.
Right.
Unless you want to have kids and a wife, you like that comfort of like the normal,
yeah.
the norm shit. Mm-hmm. And then you just like having your freaky side on the side.
Yeah.
But the reality is that, you know, this here is not an uncommon occurrence lately because no. I found hundreds of articles across the world, similar stories.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I think it's becoming more and more accepted and women are more open about, you know, wanting to have a deeper connection maybe.
Yeah.
And a better sexual experience maybe.
I had a friend, we had a mutual acquaintance and it was clear to us. I think just because we're like, I don't know, maybe me and my friend have some intuition, but it's clear to us from very early on that this guy probably was gay,
uh-huh.
for sure bi.
Yeah.
Because he had, in drunken conversations every once in a blue moon, he let slip a story about sucking a dick or two,
uh-huh.
right? And you were like, whoa, okay, all right,
yeah,
cool,
yeah,
whatever.
Whatever.
But he got
too.
Married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got increasingly convinced that he was actually just gay. And that he felt the necessity to get married
yes.
because of some cultural stuff. He wasn't from here. He was from a different country.
Pressures, yeah.
Pressures from his family. And his friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think he found comfort in kind of this circle of people. And that's why every once in a while when he was drunk, he'd let it slip that things were happening. And I am convinced to this day, I am convinced right now, 2022. That he is that I know who his boyfriend is.
Okay.
That I think they are
maybe
together.
Maybe he's got an arrangement in the marriage. Now, if you're hiding right. it, it's a little bit different of a story.
Well, I mean, if you have an arrangement in the marriage.
But then you must have that arrangement. I don't think it's right to
see,
be lying.
See, this is why I'm afraid of this story altogether. Is because I'm having a total white male reaction to this. I'm like, it's all about me. The world revolves around me. I'm afraid my wife's going to leave me for a woman. Or maybe I'm gay and I'm going to leave my wife for a man. What's going on?
You never know.
If I only would take the advice of some of my good friends and confidants and start acting more like a man and less like a wussy.
Man up.
That's right. We are womanizing our male population and I refuse to do it anymore. I'm going to learn how to become
an alpha. See, the Astrid wants a brutish,
male.
Brutish
she does.
Guy.
A guy that just,
yeah.
Steak and beans. Wash my children. Poo, poo, pee, pee. Here, money. Buy shiny thing. Make me dinner. Smell my fart. Suck my dick.
Okay. You might want to ask her about that
That's
before
right.
you
okay,
go
yeah.
move in that direction. But
watch Fox News. America's own network or whatever that is.
Yeah.
One America network. Yeah, I feel like Astrid, I feel most women, because I'm convinced after watching some videos, that most women really want an alpha male.
Okay.
They don't want no namby-pamby. They don't want
one that cares about.
They don't
their
want no Dandy Danderson.
Or, okay.
No fucking emotions and shit like that. That's why you have, bathrooms. That's where you women go and talk about emotions and shit, right? Isn't that
exactly
what goes on in there?
What happens?
That's
yes.
right. You share tampons.
Or we're doing
and,
coke.
Oh. Well, in that case, I guess I shouldn't be so afraid of the women's bathroom. But, you know, I've been in a few women's bathrooms before. I know what goes on in there. You share tampons and emotions. That's what goes on in there.
And have a small little pillow fight with
that's right.
with toilet some, paper.
With some lingerie.
Yes.
Chink. And you talk about how wonderful it would be to make out with each other. Possibly
right.
show each other your tits. I
yes.
know what goes on in those bathrooms. I've seen enough movies to understand. I've seen enough movies directed by old white males to know what goes on in bathrooms and locker
right,
rooms across
know.
This country.
They
it's like
know.
A sexual fantasy fetish, and all of us guys are sitting out there, you know, pulling our puds, wondering what's going on with women. Where did they go? I got a movie to catch. So, in an effort to become more of a man,
okay,
I have taken it upon myself to do research, to do homework. And one of my favorite muses, someone that I respect, someone that is like a god to me. Someone that I know will not steer me wrong, has pointed in clear directions on how to do things and how to get women in
live
bed.
Live life. Travel,
fitness, fun, fitness, fashion, and fun.
Yep.
And here it comes. I can literally hear our Apple reviews, this good Apple reviews being sucked out of the application. As Chrissy, Frankie B.
Has returned.
Posted another video.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, as soon as one of these Frankie B videos comes, I have to get it because Frankie giveth, Frankie taketh away.
He did.
He's just in this weird habit of pulling videos down now. I don't know what's going on. I think it might have, my it's all about me mentality makes me think it's about me. Like I want to believe that it's all about the commercial break, but it probably has nothing to do with me.
No.
Like I said, I think he got a girlfriend. We saw her in the last video.
And she was like, you've got to take those down.
You got to take those shitty relationship videos down. What are you doing? And Frankie inevitably always makes it about him and his personal relationships. It's just the most ridiculous shit.
I love to think about the fact that she did probably make him take him down. And then all of a sudden he was like, well, are you okay with travel reviews? You okay with me doing travel reviews?
And she's like, leave me out of it.
She did. Okay? She tried to film her that one. And she was like, no.
She's like, you can do it on the last day. You have 1 hour and leave me the fuck out of it. Yes. Okay? You can no longer post Vimeo. That's the only place you can post your videos now. Vimeo. So no one can see it. Don't worry, young lady. No one's seeing it anyway. But, you know, Frankie is...
He's
very knowledgeable about what it takes to be an alpha male.
He looks good. I'm sure he smells good.
He probably smells like $100.
Mm-hmm.
That guy smells like $100.
He's got a fast car.
Yeah. He smells like the men's cologne counter at Kmart. He's got a fast car. He's got clothes that fit just a little too nicely.
Yep.
He is a slick, slick motherfucker.
He is.
And I actually... Part of me is really starting to enjoy Frankie.
I'm
really starting to feel like me and Frankie could be friends. Yeah. I mean, besides all the chauvinistic bullshit that he says, I feel like if I sat down at a bar with Frankie, I would get great enjoyment out of listening to him talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, TCB family, it's me, and it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Chrissy and I are looking for a couple of guys, a couple of girls, a couple of whatevers to come on air and play a dating game with us. If you're a swinging single or your partner allows you to do this type of thing, please let us know. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, and the word Y-O-Yo. Let us know you're interested in playing our dating game and we'll reach out and set it up. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. All of the audio and all of the video of every episode is right there at tcbpodcast.com. A one-stop shop, if you will. You can also connect with us on our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram, where we create content you can't find anywhere else, and youtube.com/The Commercial Break, where we also create clips of the show every single day of the week and content you will not find anywhere else, like TCB in the Studio, where we take a topic and we opine for 5 to 10 minutes. And if there's anything that you probably want more of, it's my voice. Please use our sponsor's specialized URLs and codes if you're ever in the market for their products and services. It helps us out by letting our sponsors know we're doing our job. And thank you so much to all of you who have left a review on Apple and CastBox and Podbean, all the other podcast players. If you haven't had an opportunity to do so yet, if you could take 1 minute out of your day and leave us a rating and/or a review on your favorite podcast player, that's the best way to help TCB get to new audiences. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So, without further ado, in my effort to further my alphaness, I have found the latest and greatest from Frankie B. And you know what it is? How to be an alpha male into your 60s,
oh, hell
50s,
yeah.
60s, and 70s. Every time he says this, he posts one of these videos, I'm like, I think of that radio station
right, playing back the in hits.
Playing the hits from the 70s, 80s, and today. And they keep updating it every decade.
Right.
They still have that same fucking channel. And now it's like from the 90s, 2000s, and today. And I keep getting older. I'm like, the 90s? It's right around the corner. Wasn't that yesterday? Yeah,
exactly.
Play me some Pearl Jam. Oh, and I won't talk about it this video. But pay attention, because coming up real soon, we're going to do a full dissertation on Pearl Jam and Motley Crue, because one of our viewers is really upset with us. But now that we're speaking of radio stations, onward and upward, Frankie yes. B, alpha male.
He's got his black turtleneck on, hair slicked back.
You can go to YouTube.com.
He's got like a gray screen in the back, maybe with possibly like a spotlight on him.
Yeah, you know, where do you get one of those?
I don't know.
I feel like Frankie B's salon suite has something to do with
probably
it.
Probably got the hook up there.
Yeah. You mind if I take some pictures of your hair, possibly your ass? Do you mind wearing this bikini for a hair shot? So Frankie B, alpha male, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Clips every day of the week if you want to follow along visually. Here we go, Frankie. Tell us everything we need to know about being old and alpha.
Possible for a man in his 50s, 60s, or 70s to become an alpha male. Of course it is. And in today's video, I'm going to get you there.
Right. Yeah, but I think that's part of our resolution for the video's sake is doing that. It's kind of lighting back and forth.
Okay.
But,
look at him.
He's a fucking cool car.
It is a cool car. It's a Corvette.
Yeah, so Frankie has this beginning montage that's about to get going here.
He's
smoking cigars. Fitness, fashion, and fun. And golfing.
Yep.
Fitness. Look how many. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Is that his girlfriend, do you think?
I don't know.
Because that girl is smoking,
huh? She's beautiful.
Yeah. So the opening montage.
Be his girlfriend.
No, there's no way. It's just some stranger on the beach that doesn't speak English.
He paid the walk.
He's like, $100 ace. Let me photograph your TTs. She's probably like, I speak English, asshole.
Welcome to my channel. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo.
So if this is your first time here, I know it's going to be your last, so stick around for 5 minutes, will you?
Today, we're going to talk about how an older guy can become alpha. But is it too late? Is it too late to start? I don't think so, but...
I don't think so.
Look at that dramatic pause.
I know.
Look at me. I don't think so. Does this look like the body of a fruity, fruity motherfucker? No. This is an alpha male right here.
Like anything in life, it's going to be a war.
War.
It's going
to fight to be that alpha.
Break out your self-tanner, boys. It's going to get nasty out there.
It's a war.
We're going to have to reapply. You're just for men. It's going to take a beating, but don't worry. I've got extra in the back. The salon suite. Look at our bodies.
Take work. And becoming an alpha male, it's going to take work. It's going to take a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And I think the first thing that...
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Only an alpha male thinks like this, by the way. Like, dude, you're just going to the gym. I mean, you're going to the gym and getting a haircut. You're not in Ukraine. I mean, come on, man. Get it together.
You need to do to become an alpha male is you got to have a good body. Alpha males have a great body.
Leave it up to Frankie to put the most important things
first. First priorities first. You got to have a good body
first, and it's things you can have control over. First right. things first, you got to have a 10-inch cock. First things first, if you don't have a 10-inch cock, forget about it. Go visit Dr. Kevorkian. This it's over, man. It's over. Forget about it. When you reach 50, you're not getting laid anymore.
Body. Older guys with a great body, it's such a fantastic attraction to not only women, but just in general society. And why
society.
Is that?
To society.
You've just got to have a good body.
Chrissy, have you ever seen a pink unicorn with a gold fizzle? You know, they call that a fizzle.
A pizzle
sticking out of its head. I call it a fizzle. You ever seen one of those?
Uh-huh.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's just like seeing a guy in his 60s with a good body. And look at me. You know how when one time they sent that space thing and it just kept on going? It was like a satellite that just kept going and going. Discovery 1 and Discovery 2, whatever the fuck they called it. Mm-hmm. And they had the gold-plated record in it.
Yes.
And the gold-plated record had some wise words from like Gandhi and the Beatles. It also had this video right there in it.
I gotta show the aliens.
We want to let them know. Don't worry. There's good-looking guys down here too, even in our 50s, 60s, and 70s. 50s, 60s, and today.
A great attraction because you don't see an older gentleman with a great body. It's very, very rare. So the first steps.
Like there's plenty of older gentlemen.
Like seeing a Tyrannosaurus Rex walk down Central Park. It doesn't happen very often. There's lots of guys in their yes. 60s and 70s with great bodies. Yes. 50 is the new 30.
That's right.
So says the guy on his way to 50.
Alpha at an older age is to have a great body. That's going to start in the gym. And it's not going to start with working out only 2 or 3 or 4 days a week for a half hour. It's going to start with working out a minimum of an hour a day, 6 days a week.
Jesus Christ.
I thought your muscles were supposed to recover.
Good afternoon, Frankie D. Salon Suite.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Frankie.
I'm sorry. His schedule's really full for the next 6 to 7 days.
Okay, but I'm having a problem with my salon suite. I'm not getting any customers.
Well, I'm really sorry, but he's very busy with meetings at the gym all day. He's doing travel reviews all afternoon. Can I take a message for him?
Tell him I'm losing $500,000 on his salon suites.
I'll put you on the waiting list, sir. Thank you. Thank you for calling Frankie B's Salon Suites.
Yes.
I'd love to see you guys work out for an hour and a half. I would dedicate at least an hour, hour and 10 minutes to full-blown weight training, and then 20 minutes of cardio. Get a nice little mix in there. And then within a year, you're going to start shredding all that body fat, and then you're going to get that body of an alpha male.
You're going to get that body of an alpha male.
Frankie. It's me, Mr. Franchise.
You're doing it wrong.
You're just as bad at this as you are at running a salon suite. Who has 90 minutes a day to waste in the gym, Frankie? Maybe you should spend more time at your salon suite and less time working on your deltoids. Your salon sweet isn't going to help your wee-wee. You're losing money, Frankie. Come over to the franchise model. We don't make you work out 6 to 7 times a day.
I feel like you got to dedicate 6 to 7 hours a day, and pretty soon you're going to, within a year, you're going to start shedding that pound. Dude, if I'm working out an hour and a half a day, 6 times a week,
yeah,
I better be start losing weight like in a week.
Yeah.
If I'm not seeing results, something is going horribly wrong.
I know.
Yeah. Who does that?
another great minutes to full-blown weight training, and then 20 minutes of cardio. Get a nice little mix in there. And then within a year, you're going to start shredding all that body fat, and then you're going to get that body of an alpha male.
Of an alpha male.
Of an alpha male. Are you sick of other guys out-cocking you? Are you last in the dick pecking order? Well, I've got news for you. Call 1-800-SALON-SWEEZE. For the low, low price of $6,079 a year, I'm going to teach you how to get like this. Buy my training manuals today. It just says go to gym. Stay there. I'm going to be in your ear every step of the way with Frankie B's 25 audio tapes to get you shredded. Go to the gym. Stay there.
Another great trait of a true alpha male, it's guys who kind of step out with their haircuts, their hairdos.
their hairdos. Fair. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Frankie. So we got
Frankie.
Is he, what was that old thing with the Jersey Shore people? It was like gym tanning haircut.
It's gym tan laundry, honey.
Oh, laundry. I thought haircut was in there.
No, it's gym tan haircut. This is this is like taking advice. This is like taking advice on which car to buy from a podiatrist. Look at your hair, Frankie. You've got roots. You haven't cut your hair in months. You're an asshole, Frankie.
Look at his hair.
Oh, I know. It's got like the gray.
Yeah, him and Teresa Caputo share some hairstylists.
Say, guys who kind of go outside the box, and this is what makes alpha, people who step out. Now, most older guys, you all have that same haircut. It's pretty much super short. You either got a part on your left or your right side. You know what? I don't want to say it's boring, but guys, it's boring. And
thanks, Frankie.
You're so dangerous, Frankie. You're making the powers that be at Haircut Central very angry. We here at the franchise only offer two kinds of haircuts, part on the right or part on the left. Don't go, don't go making us angry, Frankie. We'll crush your salon sweet.
Okay, so his hair is slicked back,
yeah,
and
yeah.
He's got a little gray at the top. Yeah. Looks like it's got like a curl in the back.
It does. His hair is parted at the forehead.
Yeah, it is.
He is just so used to seeing that. But when society sees that older guy with longer hair, a little bit of a different hairstyle going,
he thinks when society sees a guy with long hair and that kind of hairstyle going on, they think he's homeless, basically. He's coming to murder your children.
Oh, my God.
So, dude, well, it grabs attention, and that's what alpha males do.
From police departments? Right. I mean, come on, man. What are you talking about? This is what alpha males do? Oh, my God.
They go to the gym and have a hairdo.
That's right.
They grab attention. And why? Because they're not the average guy out there.
Oops, sorry.
They don't do the average thing, thus making them alpha. And something that's going to go really good with a little bit longer hair is a little bit of facial growth, a little bit of salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
A little salt and pepper.
Oh, he's saying his hair salt and pepper.
That's right. Keep your Just for Men on handy.
He said the facial glow?
The little facial hair, holy. That's what you got to do. Look at Brian. Look and see that facial hair right there? Yes. That's what you got to get going. You got to get that salty, that peppery.
Yeah. Paprika.
That's right. You get some white out and you get some black marker. Just checkerboard yourself. Where's your facial hair, Frankie?
You know, short beard going. If you interview women out there, most women love an older guy with a little bit of grub. They say it's sexy. Sexy is alpha. Sexy.
Sexy Eagles Alpha.
If you interview 1,000 women out there, and I have, they're going to say, you know what's sexy? Whatever the opposite of Frankie is. Frankie now, an expert on women.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you interview 1,000 women.
It's different than average. The average man is not a sexy man. An alpha man is a sexy man. So you see how we're going to start transforming yourself? You're going to get...
That's right. It's war. Here we go. prepare for battle.
You've absolutely made it clear, Frankie. I got my marching orders. I know exactly what to do. 12 hours a week in the gym, salt and pepper beard. Yes. Got it. 10-4.
And long hair.
Exercise in the gym. You're going to lose that body fat, okay? That's going to give you this confidence like you're not going to experience until you get there. Now you're going to up your game with your hair.
So just keep going.
You're not going to know what you're looking for until you
just
get
there. Just don't get injured.
Yeah. You're following me? Am I giving you fantastic advice? No? Okay.
A little bit of facial hair. You're starting to get that little bit of a rebel look. And again, now you're starting to develop this attitude.
Now you're starting to develop testes. Now you got some sperm making down there.
You got an attitude. Oh,
you've
no,
got some testosterone
rebel.
Flowing.
A rebel.
Oh, he is a rebel.
No with his black turtleneck.
His black turtleneck and his spinny little car and his short little pants.
I guarantee you, you're going to get compliments on that look versus the way you used to look before. And that's a beautiful thing.
Man,
you know
Bob,
what?
You really that's have alpha. That rebel look going on now. Before, you looked like shit.
Yeah.
You were boring.
Hey, Judy, it's Betty from down the street. Did you notice Bob's salt and pepper beard and his new hairstyle? He's like a real rebel. Did you also notice the constant erection in his pants? It's a little weird, but I gotta say, it's really turning me on. I've interviewed other women in the neighborhood, and they agree. How old is Bob now? 92? Does he have racing stripes on his walker? Did you see him doing donuts with his walker earlier today?
Yes, I can see this conversation.
Did he grow out his ear hair? It's really looking sexy. I got a full. I'm having a full-on dry orgasm over here.
Oh, Frankie, I love you. Oh, he's angle camera change.
Yeah, to change our camera angle change.
Oh, Frankie's good at this. Frankie knows.
Does he have a medal or something?
Yeah, he's got a world's biggest belt buckle. He's one of those guys. The bigger the belt buckle, the less they look at your dick. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. You got to see the visuals.
And the third thing, and this is just as important as working out. This is just as important as having a great hairstyle. It's the way that you dress. A true alpha male, they're going to dress sharper than the average man, thus making them the alpha male. Now, this look right here.
this look right here was put together by a Calvin Klein ad I read. In Teen Beat magazine. Look at that. I got a turtleneck, black long sleeve shirt. I've got a black bomber jacket on. I've got a black belt on. I've got dark gray pants on with black socks and black shoes.
Yep.
Nothing says 1992. Nothing says 1992 German dance club like this outfit.
This is a look that you could pull off on a date. You could pull it off at a restaurant. You could pull this off for work. And what does this look command? It's going to command respect.
Are you sure?
Hey, Tony, it's Dave. I just saw Frankie B walk into the bar and I'm nervous. He's got that look. That look that commands respect. I was going to beat him up, but I'm scared. He's got that salt and pepper beard going on. Oh, don't approach him, man. He's serious. He's commanding
respect.
He's
demanding respect. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't tell by the way I move my hand.
Frankie B.
Oh, yeah.
Who wouldn't want it?
Because you don't see the average older guy dressing this way. Most of the average older guys, like right now, after I film this video, I'm going out. All right. I'm going to go downtown. I'm going to go have a cocktail. I'm going to have lunch. But this is the way I
do. I like his lunch cocktails. And I'll be commanding.
I'm going to International House of Pancakes. Exactly. I'm bringing my flask. I'm screaming at children. I command respect. I'm going to the McDonald's playground and I'm sliding down that slide. I don't give a shit. I'm an old man with nothing to lose. Look at my body. Oh my God. Here we go, Frankie. We're getting into blabber on territory where we don't know what you're talking about anymore. He's talking about lunch. See, I'm going to lunch in this outfit. Okay, congratulations. What do you want? An award? A medal? You dressed yourself this morning?
I'm going to have a cocktail, some lunch.
I'm going to get shit faced. And drive myself home because that's what rebels do. Drunk driving.
What does this do? It's going to command a look. You walk into a building and you're a sharp man, you're going to get the looks. That's alpha.
I can only imagine what's going on in Frankie's head 24 hours
a day. I know.
You're the best, man. Everybody's looking at you. Walk with some swagger.
That's right. I'm picturing him like when he walks into a restaurant, you know, or something. He's like, I got a look. I got some looks.
She's looking at me. She's looking at me. She's looking at me. That dog sniffing my butt. Everyone's looking at me. The silverware's shiny because of me. Music changes when I walk in the door. Wind's blowing through my hair. Check me out. When I go down to Lake Michigan, I literally change wind directions just to follow my hair.
That's alpha.
Awesome. Yes.
That's alpha.
Yeah. You know what I do? You know what you should do, Frankie? Remind me of this next time, Frankie, in my own brain. You know what I should do? Film myself naked in front of the mirror so I can post it as my screensaver. That way I never have to be without myself again. You need to do another Frankie B video, Frankie. Everybody loves you. Look at your body. You're the most attractive man in the world. Forget about what all those girls say. You're actually a great lover. You are caught in the same old stuff of your favorite blue jeans or your favorite black jeans. You have to step out. The outfit I'm wearing, it's super simple. It's pretty much all from Express, except the Express turtleneck. Express.
It's all from Express. Nothing wrong with Express, but
this entire outfit is from Gap Kids. But who cares? It commands respect.
Oh my God.
I bought this from a Sears catalog, but look at me. Look at my body. I'm an alpha.
I'm wearing it well.
Pants. I got a Gucci belt. Now, I like accessorizing my look with belts. I have a lot of designer belts. I'm not saying you have to do that. They are costly, but I would get yourself a nice belt. You could accentuate your look by exposing.
You can accentuate your cock area by putting a big old belt buckle right close to it. I'm not saying you have the money to do it. I'm saying I have the money
to
do it.
Well, the reason he has the money to spend is because he's also shopping at Express for everything else.
It's because he's got that incredibly successful Salon Suisse business. He's making these videos and they're turning thousands of views every 6 months.
Your belt? Or you know what? You don't want to wear a belt? It's a hot look. This is great. A little bit more conservative. You want to go a little bit more edgy and a little bit more alpha? I say pull it out. Show the back.
Go alpha. Go more alpha.
You got to be careful, Frankie. You want to be a little more edgy? Pull it out. Pull it right out. Put it on the table. Hi, I'm Frankie B, and I know you're on a waiting for a blind date. I'm not him, but look at this. That's a huge belt buckle. I got it from Express. I got it from the Limited.
Show the belt a little bit, you know, and you change up your belt. You can change up your coat. Don't be caught up in jeans and in blue jean jackets and your favorite shirt. Once you step out of that rut, go shopping. Start changing everything. So
now- start changing everything. Frankie's got
change
some
your
solid
entire advice. Life.
You notice that, like, Frankie's advice is never pointed. It's about him. It's about what he does.
Yes.
You cannot follow the methodology here. No one's going to start going to the gym an hour and a half every day if they've never been to the gym before. No one's going to grow their hair long because most men in their 60s and 70s can't grow their hair long.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to go shop for Gucci belts all of a sudden, pull it out, whip it out, or whatever the fuck he said. We don't have a convertible Corvette from 1962. I mean, whatever this guy does, he's got to be successful at it because he must have money.
Yes.
Probably.
Right.
Salon Suisse.
It's got to come from
there. We're going to refresh over here. You got your great body going. You got great hair. You even got a little facial grub going. Now you're dressing good. What is this? It's alpha. You see how you're getting to alpha? Everything.
The steps toward alpha.
You're on like step three of alpha. You see where you're going here?
It's like the steps towards enlightenment.
That's right. You're like the Buddha with a big belt buckle. A big expensive belt buckle. You're well on your way to getting laid 6, maybe 7 times a day. I promise you. There's very few of us out there, but once you get there, you're in like Flynn. Pull it out and get ready.
You're doing all these changes you are making. You're heading to that alpha male. All right, gentlemen. So the fourth and final thing you need to do to become that older alpha male is you got to have a great skincare routine. You know, you could do all the things I talked about in this video. You can have that great body. You can have that beautiful, sexy hair.
Let me give you a step number one of that skincare routine. Spend 12 to 13 hours a day in the sun.
Uh-huh. He was way too tan in that last travel video. Yeah.
He was like, I don't know, a burnt camel wide cigarette. Yes. That's what he looked like. The guy was, he was so leathery and kind of made me jealous, actually. I wish. Did you read the Apple review? Brian's always tan.
Yes.
Not true, but I wish it was.
Have that rebel grub going, that badass look, and you could dress really super hot and sexy. You know, that's different. That's different for an older guy, and that's what's going to make you alpha. But if you don't take care of this, and you got all the other going, you understand something.
You haven't
missing.
Reached enlightenment.
You understand? You're not balancing it out like I'm telling you. Stop it! You got to be exactly like me. Do everything I do, and then you're going to be an alpha male. I'm basically the only alpha male ever that's ever lived in my own head. Do everything exactly the way that I do it. That's how you reach enlightenment for sure. Oh, I know. Everyone hates it when I cut off the Frankie B videos.
We were down to the fourth step, too.
I know, but we've been through 8 minutes, and there's 13 minutes left.
Oh, God.
So the fourth step goes on for another hour. Maybe we'll do a part two of Frankie B alpha
and
male.
And his skincare routine.
We'll do a whole thing on the skincare routine. Yes. We know you love it. We know you love it. You've been telling us you love it. So, I mean, there's a few detractors out there. There's a few people that wish we wouldn't do so much Frankie B. But you know what?
I mean, I think once a month, that's we have to.
Yeah, that's 12 times a year out of how many? 7,000 shows that we do a year or some shit like that? I mean, we're giving you a little content, a lot of content. We need a little bit of help. You know what I'm saying? Okay, here's what you do. I want you to go to tcbpodcast.com if you get an opportunity. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video right from one location. You can also follow us on our socials from there at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Content, reels, and clips you cannot get anywhere else. You'll find them on our Instagram account. I'm doing like a lot of reels right now.
Yes, you are. I've noticed it. You know, they're funny.
And it's so weird. Like some of them instantaneously get like 20,000 views. Yeah. And then the next one will get like two views.
Two, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get the algorithm.
I know.
But I mean, If I knew their algorithm, maybe we'd have more than seven people like our Instagram page. The Commercial Break. It's youtube.com/thecommercialbreak is where you can find our YouTube channel, where we certainly do a lot of content that you can't find anywhere else, including In the Studio with TCB, our latest one on Vince Neil from Motley Crue. Check it out. It's super fucking funny. We review a video of him fucking up. You've seen the video. Chrissy and I do a little commentary on it. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If you'd like to be on the TCB dating show, the dating game, contact us. 661-237-8296. 661-BEST, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. We're looking for singles of any category and kind, like guys, girls, animals, whatever you want. We're going to figure it out for you. We're going to do it this summer, and we need a couple of willing participants. We've got a few, but we need a couple more.
Okay.
So hit us up on that line. Let us know you want to be a part of the dating game, and we will get you hooked up. Okay, here's how we do it. Chrissy, what else can we do today?
I think that's it, Brian.
I think that's it, too. So I will tell you that I do love you.
I do love you, too.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe, and best to you, Ukraine.
Yes.
Kicking some Putin ass. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.